Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Max Flack. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, John Kelleher. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Sullivan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Mysel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Deal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Alexander. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pete Alexander. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Burns. Batting second. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Gonzalez. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Kurt Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Rawlings. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Neff. Pitching for the New York Giants, Art Neff. And now, play ball. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack hits a line drive into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a pop-up towards first. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frisch. The throw from Kelleher and he is out, Hollocker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal strikes out. Two outs. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mysel. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Mysel steals second. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Deal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Walker trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0 for 1 in the game. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollocker hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 1 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Frisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngs hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mysel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0 for 1 in the game. Deal hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sullivan, who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 0 for 1 in the game. Neff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0 for 2 in the game. Flack strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 2 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Frisch hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0 for 2 in the game. Youngs takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez bunts for an out with unknown description. Youngs moves to second. One out. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mysel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0-for-2 in the game. Deal hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes fields the ball and throws to Alexander covering. Safe. John Monroe pinch runs for Earl Smith. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher fires to first and picks off Monroe. One out. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 0-for-2 in the game. Neff hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Snyder now catching. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander strikes out. One out. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-3 in the game. Flack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Hollocker hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-for-3 in the game. Bancroft hits a line drive towards first. Grimes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Frisch takes first base on ball 4. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Youngs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frisch moves to third. Casey Stengel pinch hits for Mike Gonzalez. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is walked intentionally. Youngs moves to second. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher misplays the ball. That's an error on Kelleher. Frisch scores. Youngs moves to third. Stengel moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.